This is Sarah O'Connell.
This is Jonah Treeblosser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guest is Bill Bassett, who is Rotary District 7210, our district, governor-elect for the upcoming year, and we'll be chatting about the meaning of Rotary and this year's theme of Rotary International's Peace Through Service.
Good morning, Bill Bassett.
Good morning, Jonah. Good morning, Sarah.
You know, Bill, people are probably familiar with their local Rotary Club. They know that they meet once a week, either for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and do a lot of great service in their own communities. But they may not realize that there's a whole structure above the club level, and that you, being the district governor, are the big kahuna,
big cheese
for the entire Hudson Valley.
That's what they say.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Right. Explain a little bit about the structure of Rotary above the club level.
Yeah, you know, it certainly is international, and that's what makes Rotary unique, I believe. Along with the local flavor, we have Rotarians all over the world, 1.2 million. There's actually 534 district governors like myself. We just met in January for training, so we got to rub elbows with all of our counterparts from all over the world.
And this
where
hardship,
is the training?
Yes, this hardship assignment.
This
was
hardship,
there.
Right? The hard
in the dead of winter.
Rotary International is quite smart. They schedule it in San Diego. We had a great time and very well-run training program. Very intense, but interesting and well-organized.
Now we know what as we said, we know what the clubs do on the local level for their communities. But what does a district do as far as the average listener or the average Rotarian is concerned?
Well, I think you can really sum it up in a very simple concept, and that is the district exists to support the local Rotary clubs. The secret to Rotary is the local Rotarians and the clubs that do work in their own communities, and then connect with the counterparts around the world to do projects. And our district role is to support the clubs and make them more productive and more efficient.
And how many clubs, to give our listeners a number of how many clubs we have in District 7210, and what does geographically the district includes?
Sure. We have, on July 1st, we'll have 63 clubs, 8 counties from Columbia Green down to Rockland County, Sullivan, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam.
And by a remarkable coincidence, that's where our Hudson Valley Talk Radio signal covers, so it's very convenient.
A perfect fit.
A perfect fit is right.
You know, Bill Bassett, our listeners love to learn a little bit about our guests. Tell us how you got involved in Rotary and what you did before you became a Rotarian.
I've been in Rotary all my life. My father was actually a charter member of a little Rotary club up on near Lake Ontario, near Oswego. So as a child, I was involved in projects. And then I was a school superintendent. And fortunately, in every community I worked in, there was a Rotary club. So I've been in Rotary as a member a little over 30 years now.
Terrific.
And what club do you belong to now?
I'm a member of Wallkill East. We are a breakfast club. We meet Tuesday mornings at 7:30. Everyone's welcome.
Whereabouts?
We meet at the Perkins Restaurant on 211 in Middletown.
Oh,
in
Middletown,
New York.
Perkins gives you good breakfast.
Yeah.
And yes, I was going to ask how the food was, because that's my favorite part of the meeting.
We have good food and good fellowship.
Oh, that's great. And how many district governors? Are you the first district governor from that club? Or
No, as a matter of fact, our club was chartered 25 years ago,
uh-huh.
And our first president, Bill Herman, was a district governor. And so I'll be the second district governor from our club.
That's great. Congratulations.
And what does district governor do besides come on the radio and let...
Do PR.
Like us.
Well, I'm back to supporting local clubs. That really is our role. So we work on membership, and Sarah is going to be the chairman of our membership committee. You've had a big role in that. So if clubs need help on membership growth, we can provide that. We also are going to try to push a little bit on literacy next year, so we have resources available to clubs if they want to work on literacy. That's just a couple of examples.
You know, you raise an important point, District Governor-elect Bill Bassett for Rotary District 7210, that Rotary, both locally and the district level and internationally, have certain projects that they push. Like we've had guests here on Radio Rotary talking about Rotary's commitment to get rid of polio mm-hmm. around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You talked a little bit about literacy. And every year there's a new theme that's picked by the Rotary International president. Tell us about this year's theme and how you're going to incorporate that into your work as our district governor-elect here in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, because that really is my stump speech that I've been using as I go around and visit clubs this spring. At the International Assembly in January, the new theme for Rotary was announced. And for 2012-13, the theme is Peace Through Service. Everyone's always nervous about the theme, and I was anxious to hear about the theme because I had some ideas that I wanted to do during my year. And our new president for 12-13 is Sakuchi Tanaka, a gentleman from Japan, grew up at the end of World War II and experienced war and conflict firsthand, and through some support of local people in his community, he was able to go to high school, go to college, and actually become an extremely successful businessman and also president of Rotary International.
So this is a very personal theme for him.
Exactly.
But let me just point out that Sarah and I have covered the Rotary International conventions for several years here for Radio Rotary, and in almost every instance, the Rotary International president was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
That's correct.
Is somebody who has come up through the ranks, who has a very self-starting, self-made person.
That's absolutely.
And it's always they always credit Rotary for having a big part of that.
And wants to give back mm-hmm. because of that.
Yeah.
And so I think his choice of peace through service is very personal, and it comes from Japan, of course, where the peace movement really started. And I'm pleased because I can roll my idea into this, which is to push literacy. We only have one theme, and that's peace through service. But I'm going to push literacy,
which is obviously something that's very personal to you, having been an educator your whole life.
Right, absolutely.
Professionally.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm confused about something, Bill Bassett.
You're always confused.
Thank you, District Governor.
This is new.
You spoke about literacy, and we are here in the 21st century. We've had universal education throughout the United States for centuries, I think, since the 1800s and certainly in the 1900s. Why is literacy still a problem? Why do we still have people who cannot read and write?
That's a very good question, Jonah. And I think there are people that still slip through the cracks. We have recent immigrants, especially in some of our urban areas where the literacy programs are dealing with non-English speaking folks that need that literacy skill. It's amazing how many adults we run into who can't read and are trying to struggle through society without the ability to read. So it's a real problem.
And what is Rotary going to be doing about this literacy problem under your guidance?
Rotary clubs have, many of our Rotary clubs in our district already do literacy projects. We give out free books. We give out dictionaries. We support literacy volunteers. I'm asking Rotary clubs, if they don't have a literacy project, to identify one, and we have many resources that we can bring to the table. If you're currently doing a literacy project, just take it to the next level. Add a little bit to it. Bring in speakers. Maybe help with the literacy volunteers in your area.
And at the same time, of course, you're going to be continuing Rotary's commitment to attack polio. You're trying to finally wipe this scourge from the face
of
the earth.
Yeah, let's get a status report on that. And Jonah, quickly, in one sentence, give our listeners a little background of Rotary's role in polio.
Well, here in America, polio, of course, was eradicated in the 1950s thanks to the miracle of the Salk and the Sabin vaccine. I'm old enough to remember when we went to visit one of my fellow Cub Scouts, and he was in an iron lung. But around the
it's
world,
it's not that long ago, really. I mean, I tease you about your age, but I'm just saying, within our lifetime, this was a life-threatening disease.
Yes, and
Rotary has taken a leadership position in the annihilation on a global level of this dreaded disease. So, President-elect Bill, what is the status of polio and the eradication globally?
Right now, we just announced that India has had 1 year free of polio. So we're actually down to three countries that are still experiencing new cases of polio in the world.
That's an astounding. Let's not skip over that. That's an astounding figure that we've reduced India to zero because they were getting, 1,000 a week in the last couple of years?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're down to Pakistan, Nigeria, and Afghanistan that still have a handful, probably less than 20 in each country per year. But that could still spread the virus and cause an epidemic.
And we're going to find out more about all the great things Rotary does and all the great plans that our district governor-elect, Bill Bassett, has for the Hudson Valley's Rotary and things that you home folks, listeners, can participate in. But first, let me remind you all that we are in tune with Radio Rotary here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treeboss, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest, District Governor-elect for Rotary's District 7210, Bill Bassett. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington-Poughkeepsie, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill Highland Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, and Millbrook Rotary Clubs. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPAPC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
On Sunday, May 6th, the American Heart Association will hold its annual Tri-County Heart Walk at beautiful Lake Welch at Bear Mountain State Park from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The AHA is the largest voluntary health organization working to treat and defeat cardiovascular disease and stroke, which represent the number one in four killers in the United States and claim more than 813,000 lives annually. Please help support the walk and send donations made out to the American Heart Association to HealthSave, 7 Elmwood Drive, New City, New York, 10956. HealthSave is an American Heart Association training center and a participant in the Tri-County Heart Walk.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary, the second half of our show this morning on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. I am Sarah O'Connell. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treeboisser, who for once is behaving in the studio. So, listeners, you can all relax.
I always behave.
And
sometimes I behave good, and sometimes my behavior is bad.
Okay, I
but
stand
I'm always
corrected.
Behaving.
And this morning, Jonah and I are talking to our district governor-elect. I'm getting tongue-tied here. That's a mouthful. Rotary District 7210's district governor-elect Bill Bassett, who we've been going over a lot of generalities about Rotary on a larger scale, got a status report in the last segment on polio eradication, talked about some of Bill's what his vision is for the upcoming year as he sits as our district governor and our leader in this area and the region. And we did want to touch on a couple of other programs that people may not be as familiar with. One is the Peace Fellows, but more particularly is one of our youth programs, RILA, which stands for Rotary Youth Leadership Award.
Right.
correct?
Which is it's really a leadership training program.
For high school
right.
level students. They are sponsored by local Rotary clubs to attend a workshop. And I believe it's held at Mount St. Mary's College annually every year. And
yes,
I think a lot of all the programs that Rotary does, that the youth, all the youth programs, I think, are some of the most important because they really are showing and training people good works and a walk of life, as it were.
Right. Sure.
But
so
I'd love to hear what Bill Bass would have to say about the youth. The youth.
Right. Well,
I rest my case about your behavior in the studio.
Bill Bassett, of course, has a career educator and a school superintendent retired. And youth is very, very near to his dear to
yes,
his heart.
It is.
So, Bill Bassett, first of all, welcome back to our second
very
half.
Very personal
that,
part.
That goes back to why I enjoyed being a school superintendent, because I was always dealing with the youth. So that was that's a good lead-in, Jonah. Thank you. The RILA program, our District 7210, is very fortunate. We have one of the strongest RILA programs. Its reputation is known all over the Northeast. Held at Mount St. Mary College. It's open to current sophomores, and the applications are being collected around the region right now. We have well over 40 clubs that send RILA students. Last year we had about 150 students that attended. There's an application process.
A screening process. Club level.
Got the club level, right. And you can send up to 5 students. They have a leadership training program. They learn team building. They learn communication skills. They're exposed to different activities. They can all sign up for one theme. Like they do a band. They organize a band in 4.5 days. They do a yearbook. They do a show. It's amazing what these young people can do. All of them come back very much enthused and very positive. And I've rubbed elbows with some of the alumni who tell me that it was a really significant impact on their lives and changed the way they looked at the world. Just one story, if I could share with you.
Absolutely.
A young lady from a local high school told me that when she was a sophomore, she used to walk down the hallway with her head down, hoping that no one would talk to her. After RILA, she came back in September, and she walked down the hallway with her head up, looking for people to talk to. It just changed her whole confidence level and the way she looked at the rest of the world.
And we've actually had the honor of interviewing, I think it's
Ed Hankel, who
is in charge of our RILA program in the district. I think you recently have interviewed them, Jonah.
Terrific guy.
I interviewed him years ago with his daughter, who had gone through the program, was on her way to college, and was one of the youth representatives on the board of directors for the RILA program.
Right.
And the whole thing, from the top to the bottom, it's run. It's very organized. It's run like a business. Very respectful. Very clean.
Yep.
And they have organized the experience. Effort.
They have experience of spending a week on a major liberal arts college campus. That's beautiful. They live in the dorms. They experience what a little bit of college
life is going to be like.
We should give credit besides Ed Hankel, Randy Katz. They do it together. Randy's from the Monticello Club. And they have had the leadership of this for a number of years and are credited with really organizing
good point.
A fine.
That's a good point,
folks
Bill,
at home,
thank
you know,
you.
If you've got grandchildren or children in high school and you think this might be just the kind of thing that your kid would thrive with, have your son or daughter go to their high school guidance counselor, because every guidance counselor gets our package in the mail about Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. And believe me, you will never regret it, because every young person that I've interviewed on behalf of my Red Hook Club who's gone and come back says, as our district governor-elect says, Bill Bassett,
a life-changing experience.
No cost to the student or their family.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's
all
a
the
good point.
Costs are covered by the local Rotary Club.
It's sponsored by the club.
That's
and if we go from high school students to college graduate
level.
And the graduate level, fitting right in with this year's Rotary International theme from Rotary International President-elect Sakuji Tanaka, his theme of peace through service. We have the Rotary Peace Centers, and I know that's very dear to your heart, Bill Bassett. Tell us what that's all
right.
about.
Yeah, a couple years ago, David Green asked me to be the chairman of our district scholarship committee, and because of that responsibility, I also am responsible for recruiting people for the Rotary Peace Fellow program. And this is something that Rotary started about 7 or 8 years ago. It's located in 7 different university centers around the world. Sweden, University of North Carolina, Duke, Brazil, Argentina, Thailand. There's a total of seven. And young people can get a master's degree, and it could be 18 months to 2 years, depending on the center. All expenses paid in peace and conflict resolution.
It's a wonderful opportunity for graduate study for someone looking in that field.
Right. I said young people. There really is not a maximum age. There's not a cap on it. So if a person was retired and wanted to apply, they're eligible to apply. There is a minimum age. They have to be a college graduate. And Rotary International is looking for someone with 3 to 5 years of work-related experience. And I have not found a job that hasn't involved some peace and conflict resolution issues.
Right, right.
So I think almost anyone could be eligible.
That's an easier criteria to meet.
Right. But it can't be a person that just graduated from college this spring. You have to be out in the workforce for 3 to 5 years.
And that's, quite frankly, that's the requirement of many graduate study programs. They at least want to see somebody having a little bit of a track record,
right,
getting your feet wet,
some maturity,
so to speak,
right,
in the workforce.
So one of our listeners is in that situation where they just graduated school about 3 or 4 years ago and want to go on to be a Rotary Peace Fellow.
Right.
How would they start the application process?
An individual, or if some of our listeners have family members or social friends, just spread the word. They could certainly contact me, and I think we could get them through the Rotary District website. My information is there. But they could contact their local Rotary Club. That's the first step. If you're interested, you apply through your local Rotary Club. Local Rotary Club would do screening, initial interviews. If the local Rotary Club accepted the person, they would go on to me, the district would interview, and then we would refer to Rotary International.
Let me give you a couple websites, folks, at home, and you'll be able to do what Bill Bassett suggests, which is first contact the district website, which is RotaryDistrict7210.org. That's RotaryDistrict7210.org. Or if you want to find out where your local Rotary Club is, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, you'll find where your local Rotary Club is to apply for that Rotary Peace Fellowship, or join us Rotarians. We're having lots of fun. You have a great bunch of people. You get to be friends with people like Bill Bassett, an outstanding Rotarian and a great, great, great servant to the cause of Rotary. Bill Bassett, what great plans do you have for upcoming for Rotarians and for the public in your year as district governor?
Well,
starts July 1.
Right. As I mentioned, we're pushing literacy, and we're working on a partnership with Mount Saint Mary College. That's kind of new, so that's just in the formative stages, so we hope to be able to roll that out. So that's one thing to keep in mind. And we're going to be pushing our Peace Through Service activities. So we have a couple special activities planned on promoting peace and getting some speakers to come in and talk about peace.
And you're going to be taking a trip to Bangkok, Thailand.
Right, right.
The, that.
Rotary,
that's on the horizon.
Rotary International Convention is in Bangkok, Thailand, April 27th.
All right. Oh, wow. That's
how long is a plane ride?
From Los Angeles, it's 17 hours. So
are you going to go fly to L.A. and
we're doing
LAX?
L.A. hop.
Can you sneak us in your luggage so we can cover it? We can cover it.
It's an extra $25.
Well, Bill Bassett, were there last year, so
right.
we get credit for attending.
We were in New Orleans, Birmingham.
Right. I remember seeing you.
We're scheduled for our Art District Conference, which is in June.
We'll be covering that for Radio Rotary.
And we will be.
And we have to thank Bill Bassett for joining us on Radio Rotary. Bill, it was a pleasure to see you again, and all the best for coming
to be
here.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have a fun year, Jonah.
Thanks for what you do for Rotary.
It's our pleasure. And who do we have to thank, Sarah, for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, this week, Radio Rotary has been sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, my co-host, for our producer, Betty Renner, and our engineer, Jay Verzi, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
In Enjoy a fashion show and support literacy at the same time by attending Middletown Rotary's Celebrity Fashion Show. On Thursday, May 24th at the Caitlin Gardens in Slate Hill, New York, tickets are just $35. Expect lots of fun and laughter when local leaders model the fashions of designer John Giannino and the Fuller Men's Shop. A silent auction and cocktail reception with the cash bar are available prior to the show. So remember May 24th for the Middletown Rotary's Club's Celebrity Fashion Show. For more information, contact Christine at 845-494-6257. That's 845-494-6257.
Do you have treasured home movies, videotapes, slides, or other old photos sitting in a box?
Don't let your valuable family memories turn to dust.
Preserve those family treasures on DVD by contacting experts at Multimedia Service Center, converting old technology into new since 1999.
Learn more by visiting MultimediaServiceCenter.com. That's MultimediaServiceCenter.com.
It's Apple Blossom time in Red Hook.
Red Hook Rotary invites you to their annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Food, fun, and entertainment, and all that at no admission charge.
And there's plenty of free parking, too.
That's Red Hook's Rotary's annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the heart of Red Hook.